enforced disappearance in the context of migration. This has been a useful document for us in preparing for this meeting, since, as you are aware, this is our first meeting with the committee. And just to get a closer view or understanding of how you're thinking and which issues you are interested in, this has been very useful for us. And I'll return to this document also for the next question later. Indeed, the Council of Europe and the expert group GRETA has pointed out that we are a clear destination country in the context of trafficking in human beings. There have been special focus on the background of possible victims of trafficking since the first trafficking cases were investigated. The first Scandinavian trafficking case going back about over 20 years was indeed concerning a girl from the Czech Republic who was abducted from her home and brought to Scandinavia and put in prostitution. And since then, the focus of the specialized police units have been very sharply focused on vulnerabilities of possible victims, of understanding their background, especially if they have been subjected to various criminal acts before being trafficked to Norway or in Norway. We have had especially a large number of foreign women engaged in prostitution in Norway. Also to prove if they are a victim of trafficking before the courts, it's necessary for us to go to dig into their background and to point out vulnerabilities so that the section in the penal code is satisfied concerning this. So this, I would say, has been high on the very high issue for the police investigations to find out if people concerned have had have been abducted or victims of enforced abduction before disappearance before coming to Norway. We have had really, I don't think we have any such cases with such a clear-cut situation. There are not from the knowledge we have gained from these investigations, but. Also, the asylum seeker interviews also focus, of course, on the background of the people seeking asylum to try to find out if there are issues in their background which could constitute enforced disappearance. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jan. We then had an interesting question regarding the element of intention in enforced disappearances in relation to our definition of crimes against humanity and the penal code. And on this, I leave to you.